Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tom, Ben, one of you needs to sort out that cellar.
Sort her out? What, like kill her? I can't do that. I love Blind Date too much.
No, not Cilla. The cellar. It's full of shit we'll never need.
Look, Matthew, we can't clean out the cellar. Where else would we keep all the shit we'll never need?
All right, I'm going to open the cellar door and one of you
no.
No! Oh, I get it. You're scared, aren't you?
No. We're not scared. I just think going into the cellar is degrading.
Why?
It's debasement.
Look, one of you buffoons is going to clear out that cellar.
I'm not going to do it. It's too dark. I guess that's why they call it cellar black.
And I'm not going to do it. Last time I went into the cellar, I got beaten up. It was a salt cellar.
Well, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a
says, hey boy, sitting in your tree, mummy always wants you to come for tea, don't be shy, straighten up your tie, get down from your tree house, sitting in the sky, I want to know just what to do, is it very big, is there room for two, I've got a house with the windows and doors, I'll show you mine, you'll show me yours, gotta let me in, hey, 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 let the fun begin, hey, I'm the wolf today, hey, 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 I'll huff, I'll puff. Say you will, say you won't, say you'll do what I don't, say you're true, say to me, c'est la vie. Say you will, say you won't, say you'll do what I don't, say you're true, say to me, get a life, c'est la vie. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby, yeah. While there.
Under my roof, you fight like you die.
They'll be following my rules. Please welcome my tenants, Tom Parry and Mr. Ben Clark. So, Tom, why are you refusing to go down to the cellar, fella?
Well, it's a terrible story, but years ago, I used to live in Italy. Believe it or not, I ran a curry house in Italy. And I used to keep all the poultry that I'd make my curries out of downstairs in the basement. It was a very valuable basement. It was made of gold. So picture the scene. There I am in Italy, running a curry house, and I keep all the poultry for my chickens downstairs in a basement made of gold. And then one day, I woke up to cook those chickens and I found out that they had run off and they had stolen the basement as well. That's right. The chicken, they take a masala. The chicken, they take a masala. Chicken tikka masala.
I genuinely wish. I wish this was a video podcast because Romesh's face right now is an absolute fucking picture.
That's what we do.
This
guys.
Might be the first time we have a guest walk out before they've said a word. What I like about that is Tom came up to me before the show and went, "Oh, don't worry, I've got a brilliant one this week."
Surely, Tom, basementy rice was better as a.
Oh. That's why we're a team.
Rob, yeah. You're going to fit in very well on this podcast.
I don't.
And now I can't do that one in the quickfire round. So, Ben, with everything to play for, why are you too yellow to become a cellar dweller, fella?
Well, you won't believe this. I once ran a curry shop in Italy. I think cellars are bullshit.
That's it.
Yeah. Brevity is the soul of wit. And there's that thing, isn't there, that cellar door is apparently supposed to be like the nicest phrase in the English language, cellar door.
What? The most...
Yeah, has no one ever heard this before?
This is from Donnie Darko.
No, it's from fact. They just mentioned it in Donnie Darko.
It's from fact.
What, the people against piracy in videos? Go on, I want to hear this.
Just going to give you some alternatives to cellar door that I think are personally nicer two-word phrases.
Okay, we need a break.
Nicer sounding. See what you think.
Hilarity ensues.
Hey, listen, you are on thin ice, Tom. We haven't forgotten how the show started, all right?
Bush gown.
Can't believe it, he's just got a standing ovation. This is unbelievable.
How about this one? Lasagna sleeve.
Have you got more on your list? Because I think you should just drop them in as the podcast goes on.
That's a good call, actually.
Happy to do it.
In between rounds.
Was that yours? Not bad.
Not bad, eh? Not bad.
So, he's already had a chat. So, Tom, do you want to introduce your guest for this week?
The Jamboree is in danger, ladies and gentlemen. Attendance has been a record low because of the inclement weather. So I've put a poster campaign together to try and get people back to the Jamboree. So I thought, who is the person with the most winning smile that I know?
Yes.
Please welcome my guest for the evening.
You've made it very downbeat, haven't you?
It's Mr. Rob Beckett, everyone!
Hello, Rob. Thank you for coming on the show. Rob, are you a good flatmate? Are you a bad flatmate? Have you had any flatmate disasters?
I wouldn't like to live with me.
Well, that's lucky because you're you.
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't have to.
I'm very annoying. I get bored, so I wake all the others up in the morning. Just like when I used to play in like FIFA, and just if like, I scored a goal, oh, great goal, or oh, nearly in.
Just running commentary. Yeah. Not only are you a bad housemate, you're a really shit commentator. Yeah, yeah. Rob. Oh, nearly in.
And then stuff like that to wake them up so I wasn't lonely. So it was quite irritating, but I enjoyed it.
And Clarky, who have you brought along?
Well, it's my pal from way back when. We used to run a pirate radio station together. It's Ramesh Ranganathan!
Now, Ramesh, are you a good housemate? What kind of a housemate are you?
I'm a great housemate, but I've been victimised in the past.
Have you lived with Rob?
No, I have, actually.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, every morning I was greeted first thing in the morning by Rob windmilling my face. The entire duration of it.
Windmilling your face?
Oh, we did live together, didn't we?
Yeah.
I forgot about this.
Oh, that was you! Yeah, I knew I'd windmilled someone.
In Edinburgh, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was fun. I used to get in bed with him, he didn't like that.
Bit of company, innit?
Nearly in.
It's one of the best.
Let's crack on with round one. So the teams have revealed the skeletons in their closets, but not the secret families in their basements. Let's play round one.
I'm in my Wellington boots. I haven't seen them recently, but I already know there's only one place they're gonna be. Under the floor, next to the broken settee, yeah. Behind a pile of FHMs, come search with me. Under the floorboards, a Lilo with no bunk. Under the floorboards, a VHS of Young Guns. Under the floorboards, a Polly Pocket house. Under the floorboards, holy shit, it's a mouse. Under the floorboards, floorboards.
Well, there we have it. So round one we're going to play this week is called Drum and Basement Jacks. In this round, players have to MC over a drum and bass beat. Right? They have to MC different clues as to the identity of some famous jacks. So it could be anything from Jack Sprat to a Union Jack. Their teammate has to guess as many as possible in 1 minute of fat drum and bass beats. I'll also award points for swagger and for brap. But also... also, of course, for getting the answers right, which is... very important. Ben, you can go first. There are yours. Now, Ramesh, you're going to guess first of all. So, Clarky, your 1 minute begins.
Who's dropping the beat?
Producer Ben is dropping the beat. Why? Did you want to do a drum and bass beat?
No, it's okay.
Oh, I feel. If you want to do it, you can do it for a little bit. I mean, we'll cut it out. We'll cut it out the podcast, but you can do it. No, go on, give it a go on, give it a shot.
Whee!
No, you can't do it.
That was the start bit.
I'm sorry. Have you received some kind of head injury?
Wasn't supposed to come out.
That was the start of the Lion Sleeps Tonight, wasn't it? What the fuck was that about?
Wasn't supposed to come out like that. Builds up and then it drops, doesn't it? I hadn't thought it through. Anyway, you've got to carry on.
We all remember when Ronnie Sides and Represent used to say, "I'm sorry, guys, we didn't think it through. We just thought we'd boil an old-fashioned kettle on stage and that would work out for us."
Are we allowed to pass?
You can certainly pass if you don't think you're going to get it.
You have to do it in a drum and bass style.
You have to do it in a drum and bass style. So
I'm starting to doubt what I think drum and bass is.
I know, I know.
Guys, are you going to the drum and bass night tonight? LTJ Bookham is going to be there. It's going to be off the his hook.
Come on, come on.
Ramesh, don't give me the stare.
No, no. I didn't know that this was going to be like this.
We need to take a picture of Romesh's face so that the listeners at home can enjoy it.
This is more damning than any one-star review on iTunes. Right.
Come on, let's just get this done.
We have never had a more reluctant guest, and I want you to be a regular. You have to come back every week. Clarky, your minute starts when the beat drops. Whee!
Here's the ones and twos. Jack. Oh, he's an actor, you were pining. He was in a film called The Shining.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah! Oh.
You've only got a minute, mate.
All right, yeah. Oh, he's also an actor. He was in a film, you might have seen him. It was about pirates in the Caribbean.
Jack Sparrow.
Yes. Oh. Oh. Okay. I'm sorry, my flow isn't good enough for me. Oh, yeah, he is a singer. He's got a great set of pipes. He was in a band called The White Stripes.
Jack White.
Yes. Thank you.
Right, what? Wait.
Are you serious?
Right, what I loved about it was that Romesh was both hating the game and being frustrated at how bad Ben was at it as well. I'm not enjoying this game, but I'm also not enjoying that I'm not winning this game. Romesh, you can redress the balance because you've got seven on your list here. So if you can get seven in a minute.
Oh, I can't wait for this now.
I honestly can't wait.
This better be fucking stunning, mate.
Romesh. I can't stop smiling because you can't smile. Okay, Romesh, your minute starts when the beat drops.
Yeah, drop the beat. Yeah, this one for the bit of bad boys. Check it, watch the ride. As we come inside. This game makes me feel like a cop. This guy was from School of Rock.
A Jeblack.
Correct my selector. Easy now. Please do not record or tape this. This guy was a convicted rapist, although they never caught him. And he lost to murder proper hookers and that, and he was proper like he's in London town. He used to get down and jack you in the fanny. Oh, correct, the punani done stabber. Easy now, I've brought my Ripper fans up in the place. Okay, next one. Was in his teens, he got some fucking magic beans. Oh, crazy. Put him in the
beans.
Yeah, correct. What sound? This one is just one word. It's about telling a story like he's a nerd and it's on CBeebies and it was proper.
Jack time.
Yeah,
time.
Sweet.
That shit. Fuck the beat. I'll go a cappella. You can't 8 mile this shit.
I enjoy it. The thing is, I'm definitely going to give him 5 points for brap. So that was a fucking transformation. The beat makes you come alive.
Listen, it just took over me.
I enjoyed that humility. So I'm going to give him. I'm going to give 5 points for that. How many did you get right? 4. So that's 9 points. Not bad. Not bad at all. Now, Tom, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
You've taken the mic out of the stand.
Yeah.
You're sweating profusely.
Yeah.
Your minute starts when the beat drops.
Oh, wicked! General information! That is me! Oh, no! Oh, man, we're posh comedian. We're really posh comedian. You know what I'm talking about. Education, bad education. Yeah, well, next one's a thrill. I got a girlfriend, she called Jill. I take my bitch right up the hill. Right up, down the hill. Oh, me car got stolen. Me car got stolen in America, so it is colder.
Oh, Jackie.
Oh, yeah. Now we be nimble, now we be quick. Me gonna jump over a candlestick. Oh, yeah. So who am I? Oh, no. Oh, yeah, no, I'm a Rolling Stone song, sorry. Rolling Stone song, not very long.
Jumping Jack Flash.
Yeah, me an old lady. Me an old lady, don't see me there. I write a book. Do I write a book? Yeah, I write a book. I write a book about polo.
You
don't really know YOLO. Yeah, write a book about polo. Skip it.
That was like an old man with bronchitis. Rambling.
I don't know anything about books or polo.
Is it Jackie Collins?
Jackie Collins, yeah.
Did she write about polo?
Don't think so. I don't
know. Is it the Ginny Cooper there? Ginny Cooper.
Yeah, I really panicked.
Yeah, we could tell.
I read a book.
Well, the Hay Literary Festival's gone downhill, hasn't it?
Okay. We did well.
We did. You have to tell yourself you did well. Rob, here are yours. Now, how many was that? That was, you got four there, Parry.
How much for Brap?
I'll give you a half for Brap.
Hold on!
But I am going to take half away for the racist accent. So, you know, swings and roundabouts, mate. Okay.
It was Italian.
Okay, Rob. Your minute starts when the beat drops.
Oh, God. Right. I'm up all night like a dirty whore. I'm a star of 24.
Jack Bauer?
Yeah. Oh, God. My mum's called Sharon, my dad's... I'm just speaking, aren't I? I can't even do it speaking. Oh, God. I can't do this.
Keep going.
Come on,
get on board. This is your group.
Chug.
I can't do it. Little dog. Like surname Russell.
Jack Russell.
Yeah, that's what I am. Michael Jackson's brothers, but when they're all together.
Jackson 5.
Yeah. And that whiskey the bloke called Jack likes. Or made.
What's that? Jack Daniels!
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
That was a difficult beat.
I improvise because I can't. Like, can I say to you, I can't clap in time. I've got something wrong in my head where I can't do music. And I had a little breakdown then, and I couldn't do it.
Did you think that what Tom was doing was music?
Yeah. I like the phrase, I'm up all night like a dirty whore, to describe Jack Bauer.
Yeah. He can't go to sleep, does he?
You know that show about the bloke who's like a dirty whore? Yeah. You know?
You have to rhyme with 24.
I don't know what his job is, but he never goes to sleep like a whore would, you know?
I still love the way that I think that Jack Russells are called Jack Russell because their surname's Russell.
Well, can we... I'm guessing that round has to have gone to Ben and Romesh, right?
Yeah.
No!
What were the scores?
Tom and Rob have got 6. Ben and Romesh got 12.
Oh!
I don't know.
Well, yeah, Ben and Romesh did win that round, but it's too early to celebrate. Nothing for that, Romesh? You made a stone, Romesh. Go on.
No.
So there's still 3 more rounds to go. So let's play the next round. It's called Flat Game.
Oops. Before we do, just...
Whoa.
Can we have 2 words from Clarkie?
Yeah.
Oh.
Primula. Jeez.
It was really worth stopping the show for, producer Ben. Thanks for that, mate.
Games! Let's play together. Games! Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing. Put that there. Do as you're told. Games! If you lose, you get nothing. Games! If you win, you get gold.
Gold!
It's a catch.
Bromwich. It's not a catchphrase.
It's not a phrase.
Listen to that! That's the sound of a phenomenon.
You know what? They just don't want any more of us to talk. You know, that's all it is. They don't want anyone here on the panel to talk. OK, so this week we're playing our version of Radio 4 favourite, Just a Minute, which we're calling Just a Half a Minute. I don't know why they didn't think of it sooner. The show could be over in half the time. It's brilliant. So each player will be given a subject to speak on and must do so for exactly half a minute. However, I won't tell them when the 30 seconds is up. Whoever can stop themselves closest to 30 seconds without going under time will win.
Without going under?
Without going under.
So under and you're disqualified?
I'm afraid so, Tom.
Whoa. Shit just got real, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. What about deviation, remuneration, and occupation, or whatever? Like, are you doing any? Are you doing any of that?
A keen Radio 4 listener, yeah, is rubbish.
No.
That's the only rule is closer to 30.
Okay. So this really is a sort of a crap version. Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to get it sorted.
Listen, if you don't want to be here, mate, just please stick around for another 40 minutes. And Rob, you're up first.
Sure.
Try not to let Ramesh, his lacerating critique of the game, put you off, okay? No. I think it's going to be a fun game. Don't
if the subject's windmilling, I'm going to fucking name
don't.
It.
Don't bow to it, okay?
Okay, so I've got to talk
your
about
your topic, Rob,
about what?
Is the good old days. Make of that what you will,
yeah.
And your time starts now.
I used to like the good old days where you could shit in your pants, roll about for a bit, and someone could come and clean it. It didn't always have to be Ramesh. But sometimes it was fun to watch him look at me and windmill my tiny poo-covered penis in his face. So that's why I love the good old days. I'm finished.
Very impressive, yeah. Rob Beckett there.
It went a bit pedo-y, that bit, but I was under pressure. And you put
those
in
were
that
the
time
those
bracket.
Were the good old days, though. Just keep it in with that thing.
When you were
get
just
away with that shit, mate.
Yeah,
don't worry about that. It's always
just,
all good.
Just a bit of a perv.
Now, Ramesh, I'd planned this category before, but I think it's pretty apropos. Your topic is.
Yeah.
I wish I'd never seen that. And your time starts now.
When I had my first child. Oh, Jesus Christ. Basically, when I was living in Edinburgh, I was forced to live with a cheeky little prick called Rob Beckett. And one of the things that he liked to do all the time was he liked to go, "I'm from Lewisham." It's like his little catchphrase. And he liked to try and cheer me up. And the way that he would do that is every morning I'd wake up and... And he would be naked in my room, just sort of standing astride my forehead, and he would just swing his dick repeatedly in my face, just for ages and ages. And often when he'd do it, on the TV behind him was Jeremy Kyle, and I wish I'd never seen that.
Can I just say, after saying it was a shit version, you didn't understand the rules of the game, didn't you?
What do you mean?
Nothing. All right, here we go. Tom, your topic and your 30 seconds.
I'm going to try and employ my one word, one second plan.
Don't give the game away. Clark is still to play. Don't give the game away.
He can't count to 30.
Okay. Tom, if I had £1 million, is your topic and your time starts now.
If I had £1 million, why, what a man I would be strolling through Soho, a gold hat atop my brow, covered in hair because of plugs I could afford. Ta-da!
Thank you, Tom. And Clarky,
Your 30 seconds starts now, and your topic is...
Oh, has it started already?
No, no,
okay.
No.
Okay, I need to cut to that end.
Sorry, I shouldn't have said...
When he said it starts now, you
I
were...
shouldn't have confused you there.
Yeah, okay, there we go.
Your 30 seconds starts any second now.
Okay.
And your topic
Which
is...
Which second?
Well, I will tell you the specific one. Yep. Your topic is things to do when you're bored, and your time starts now.
Masturbate. Masturbate. When I am bored, I often, which is pretty much all of the time, because I don't have much on. So
this isn't therapy.
It is now. Strap in, guys. I watch a lot of box sets. Watching The Shield currently. It's pretty good. I think I've pretty much seen everything. I haven't started watching manga. I started watching anime. And things have got pretty desperate. Does anyone else have this problem? So I can't really remember what I was doing. What? Oh, time.
Pretty close, Clarky. Pretty close. I mean, like miles away from 30 seconds.
Oh!
And the worst one, but pretty close, mate.
To a breakdown, is that what you...
I'm going
to
do... right, so here we go. Here we go. This is the... Okay.
This is where we need a bit of Atmos music.
Can we get Ramesh to drum and bass it?
That's not really the Atmos we're looking for, is it?
Yes.
Okay. I'll do my best drum and bass. Hello, everyone. I'm here to say I'm drum and bassing in a special way. Everybody knows that we've had some fun. 30 seconds. How's it gone? Well, I'll tell you as I read the times. Hope you've got a pile of mimes. Okay. Here we go, guys. No, keep it going because I was enjoying that. In reverse order, there was Clarky with 52.73.
Wow, not bad.
It was actually 0.75, but it didn't rhyme. In next place was Ramesh. He had 49.38. Then came Thomas Parry. He got 45.16. And then finally, Rob got 32.10, so pretty close, Rob. Well done.
Yeah.
For content, I think we've got to take a couple of points away from Clarky. For the content of the speech.
What do you mean?
Well, it was too sad.
So the topic is what to do when you're bored.
What to do when you're bored.
Yeah, that is a sad thing.
Stop challenging the quiz. Deduct points for his attitude.
Do you know what? I'm going to duck points for you challenging another challenge.
Oh, that's backfired. Do you want to clean that egg off your face, mate?
Oh, take some points off that cunt for what he just said.
Right. Oh, he just said cunt. That all right. Cunt over there.
This is the first time I've ever done this. You're all back to zero.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I didn't say anything then.
You are all back to zero.
I think that's played into our hands.
But we were
all back to zero.
Yeah. Oh, look at the two masterminds. Oh, yeah. We got them now.
Zero, bitches.
Yeah.
This is the most infantile one we've ever done.
Oh, is it?
Well, I think that round has taught us a valuable lesson. Time flies when you're having fun. If only that round had been fun. So, producer Ben, we know the scores. That round are 0 to both teams. So let's fire up the griddle and have ourselves a healthy slab of Beef Brothers.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based gripe. So this one comes from Bill in the audience. Hey, Bill.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, I'm not bad.
Good.
So Bill says this. I live with my mum. That's no problem. She's a lovely woman. I live with her boyfriend as well. He runs his own company and begrudges that I don't. So every time I come in the house, he presents Dragon's Den-style ideas to me, persuading me to start one. Latest ideas. Bypassing UCAS. Vegetarian shoes. And a replacement to cars. So, that is Bill's problem. Hang on a sec. Just before you ask any questions, Clarky,
okay.
I'll tell you now that Ben and Romesh, you are on Bill's side, okay?
All right, Bill.
Hi, Bill. Really happy to help. Try and help.
And Rob. Rob and Tom, you are on the side of the mum's boyfriend.
Fuck you, Bill, you piece of shit.
No. Bill seems like a nice bloke. Right. It's time for the cross-examination. Okay, so, Clarky, you had an immediate question. Do you want to start the cross-examination?
Yeah. Hey, Bill.
Hey.
You don't get many bills nowadays, do you?
No.
Is that a question?
That can't be the question, Clarky. I know you're bored and you're probably borderline depressed, but please.
It's also my mum's boyfriend's name as well.
Really?
Two bills
in the house.
So dark.
That is going to be confusing.
Can we call you Billy? Because you're the little
one. No, because that's what he's called.
Bill and Billy.
Oh, it's old Billy and you're little Bill.
Yeah.
He's little Bill and his...
And his dad's old Billy.
It's not dad. What?
Well, his... Sorry, his...
It's not
his,
my dad.
Is that how you end every presentation? You're not my dad. Slam.
There's next idea. Paternity test.
Sorry, the mum's boyfriend. I apologise.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
The mum's boyfriend. Okay, any further questions for little Bill?
Bypassing UCAS, vegetarian shoes, and a replacement for cars.
Yeah.
Dropping out, sandals, and a bike. No further questions.
So you're getting these ideas... You're getting these ideas pitched to you, are you?
Yeah, he kind of like, I come home and I work for a university, he presents them to me as like viable options for me not to do that.
What's his company, just out of interest?
He runs a water softening company in Southwest London.
A water softening?
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
How old's water? Just defrost it.
Yeah.
It's ice.
He melts things. That's it.
Rob, have you got any questions for Bill?
Yeah, what the fuck's hard water? That's a bigger problem.
Well, that's not what we're discussing now, please.
Okay. Lime scale, that's lime scale.
That's lime scale, we all understand, okay? Romesh, you're going to start off, so your minute for the prosecution begins now.
Okay, old Billy, what's your fucking problem, mate? Like, he's just coming home, like, he doesn't need you coming with, like... I mean, vegetarian shoes is actually a good idea. But he doesn't want to hear about it. You know, first of all, it's bad enough that he's shagging his mum. Do you know what I mean? And then on top of that, you've got to throw in some bullshit about a bypass in UCAS. UCAS is a highly respected system. It organises a lot of applications in an electronic way, and it saves a lot of paperwork. So for you to suggest that should be bypassed is lunacy. Borderline fascism. And it's that type of thinking that led to the rise of the far right. So I'll tell you what, old Billy, take your ideas and stick them up your fucking jacksie, because little Billy don't want them anymore. He's fed up with you. You're a prick.
Fair enough. I think that's the first time the phrase, he's shagging your mum, and UCAS is a very well-respected system, have been used so close together since the last parents' evening I attended. Thank you, Romesh. Rob, you're going to open the case for the defence.
Yeah.
Your minute starts now.
Well, I think you should take these ideas on board, because, you know, vegetarian shoe... To be fair, I don't know who's eating shoes. But if you were when hungry, they're a great idea, isn't it? And university's good, and... sorry, a bit of a...
Oh no, Rob.
Oh no.
She has some water.
It's really hard.
Oh no!
If there was only someone who could suffer this water.
Rob, I've got something that can do that for you.
I rest my case.
Oh, very, very strong. I think it's just time to ask Bill, how do you think it's going so far?
It's going, isn't it? Yeah.
It's certainly going.
It's trotting along, mate.
It certainly is. Well, Ben, it's your turn to start the case for the prosecution.
Strap in.
Your time, Clarkatron, starts now.
So like I was saying, I've started watching a lot of anime. Like, first of all, old Billy, like, it's bullshit. You can't go, oh, I've had a brilliant new idea. How about a replacement for cars? That is not an idea. That is just, that's like saying, oh, here's an idea for a company for you. Save the world from pollution. There's your business model, off you pop. Doesn't work. That's just, it's an abstract idea. Someone else, like, Clark, that's not good enough.
You've really thrown yourself into this. Have you got a lot of time on your hands at the moment?
And also, vegetarian shoes, like canvas shoes, are vegetarians? This guy's an arsehole. He's made me lose my voice. I'm not in a good place at the moment.
Can we do objections? I don't object to anything he says, I just think he does need help.
Yeah. You all right? What's going on?
Well, it's just, the other day, I came up with a replacement for cars, and I was a bit devastated someone's beat me to it.
Right, well, I think what's been probably the weirdest beef runs we ever had, Tom, it's time for you to conclude the case for the defence.
Yes.
Now, will you be doing it as yourself?
No, I'll be doing it in the character of a John Grisham defence lawyer from the Deep South, Mr. Fanshawe Standard.
Fanshawe Standard, presiding and indeed providing. You have a minute or however long it takes to make your case, starting now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, now let me tell you, I listened to a lot of them there words. Didn't listen to all of them, mind. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You've been feeling the same way. Heavy lunch. You know what I'm saying. But I ain't never heard the kind of words I've been listening to today without feeling no kind of disgust. What? They sit there over there and they say things like, you can't dream. They say there that no man can have no good ideas, no abstract concepts. Well, hell, last time I checked, this here America. No one go down to Henry T. Ford's house, tell him he can't come up with an unreplacement for cars. Cause that's what that fucker did. Cause he was a goddamn American. Vegetarian shoes. Goddammit, you're an American. Get out there, eat your shoes. Drive your car. Buy your gun. This is a free country, an ideas country. The red, that wasn't around. Somebody had to invent it, an American. The blue, ain't no blue. Ain't no blue, abstract content blue. But some man invented the blue. That blue, an American. There were no white. There were no white in
this
America.
This could get uncomfortable.
Till the white arrived, then they made the white in America. The red, the white, the blue. This is a free country. Old Billy there, he's an American. No further questions, Your Honor.
Oh. Wowee. So obviously, we've heard, I was going to say, a lot of arguments. We've heard a lot of words, a lot of talking, but I can't make the decision. I'm just not smart enough. So I'm going to throw it open to our Soho Theatre audience. If you think Romesh and Ben, and therefore Bill, is in the right, applaud now. But if you think Rob and Fanshawe have won the day, then applaud now. Oh, you know what? I think for the first time in ages, I think that's Ben and Romesh. Ben and Romesh! Now, it is almost the end of the show, but there's just time for the quickfire round, or at least there would be if we didn't have to listen to the quickfire round jingle. Here we go.
This is the quickfire round. That's right, it's the round that goes really quickly. Once again, me and Ben are here recording the jingle. And it's got me thinking about things going quickly. We've been recording this jingle for about 4 years now. Time goes by, but nothing seems to change. We're still stuck in this jingle. I'm 33, and I'll soon be 34. This is my life, I'm stuck singing this with Ben on the guitar.
Hello.
Am I gonna have children? Am I gonna win the Tour de France? Am I going to climb Everest?
Ooh, that would be a one-way trip.
Oh, well, this is the quickfire round, and this is my life, and it goes really quickly.
A melancholy quickfire round. So we've got the buzzers here. These are yours, Rob and Tom, and these are yours, Ramesh. And can we?
Oh, I'm never gonna play for England. I won't be in Eurovision.
Right.
The RSC are never gonna call. All my dreams, all my desires are just stuck and trapped in this jingle. It's the quickfire round.
I wanted to be a policeman.
Okay, in this quickfire round, all the questions will be cellar-based. Tom and Rob, let's hear your buzzers. Ben and Ramesh, let's hear yours. Off we go! Which vegetable is a bit like a basement? Clarkie.
Celery.
Yes, correct. What substance did you use to stick two basements together?
Cellar glue.
Or cellar tape, which is an actual thing.
Oh, yeah.
How? I love you, Tom. How is lumpy coffee from a coffee mill just like a cellar? Rom.
Ground.
Oh, you're so close.
Underground.
They're both underground, correct.
They're both underground.
Why did the house put the female basement on eBay? Tom.
To sell her.
If a basement that never stops moaning is a wine cellar, then what do you call a basement that never stops moaning because there's Jamaican dancing going on in it?
Dutty wine cellar.
A dutty wine cellar! 1 point to Ramesh there. Which tennis player lives in a basement?
Pat Cash.
No.
He does. He's fallen on hard times.
Technically, that is true. I'm afraid I can only give you half a point, though, I'm afraid. Anyone know?
Tim Hen Basement.
I'll give you a quarter of a point for that. It was actually Monica Sellers. Which member of the Goons lived in a basement?
I don't know what their names are.
Peter Sellers,
correct, Clarkie. Which nuclear reprocessing site in Cumbria lives in a basement?
Sellafield.
Sellafield. Well done, Tom. What film by Martin Scorsese is about gangsters living in a basement?
Goodfellas.
It is indeed Goodfellas. Which radioactive prehistoric Japanese sea monster lived in a basement?
Godzilla.
It was Godzilla, yes. Which pink tour bus travelling across the Australian outback also lives in a basement?
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Correct. That is the end of that round. So those are the questions. Producer Ben, let us hear those final points.
Tom and Rob got 4.5. Ben and Ramesh got 6.25.
Oh! Well done to Ben and Ramesh, who've achieved the top placement. But sadly for Rob and for Tom, they now have to clean the basement. Thank you to our guests, Rob Beckett and Ramesh Ranganathan. We've been Pat Mees. See you next time on Flash Air Slam Down! Flatshare Slamdown featuring Matthew Crosby and Clark and Tom Parry with special guests Ramesh Ranganathan and Rob Beckett, was advised by Patrick and producer Ben Walker. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recording, to Katie Story for helping out, to Orange Park and the British Comedy Guide, and to the Soho Theatre for having us. Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown is a first production for the British Comedy Guide and the internet, and I'll say Katie Story's name again because I slightly garbled it. Katie Story helped out. Hooray!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.